Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer. Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. Clarinetist Jimmy Noone was among the most skilled and influential Creole musicians to emerge from New Orleans early in the 20th century. Largely overlooked today, his impact on Chicago jazz and swing was considerable, and he's still celebrated today. In this program that I'm calling It's About Noone, we'll be hearing some of his best and rarest recordings, traditional jazz bands from Europe and America that specialize in recreating his famous recordings made with his 6 or 7-piece Apex Club Orchestra, like this Sweet Lorraine, Jimmy Noone's theme song. Clarinetist Jimmy Noone's Apex Club Orchestra in 1928. That was his theme song, Sweet Lorraine, launching this first of two programs that I'm calling It's About Noone, introducing you to this little-known but legendary early jazz musician. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. Jimmy Noone was born about 10 miles from New Orleans in 1895. He studied with Lorenzo Tio Jr., one of the most influential elder Creole clarinet instructors of the era. Noone was active in golden era New Orleans music during the years 1913 through 1917, employed by trumpeters Freddie Keppard and Buddy Pettit, with whom he founded and co-led the Young Olympian Band. Noone left New Orleans for Chicago in 1918, initially to work for Keppard, but once there also worked or recorded with King Oliver and other bandleaders. Often compared to or contrasted with another Creole clarinetist who ended up in Chicago, namely Johnny Dodds, Noone's sound is generally described as smoother, but lacking some of Dodds' fire, enthusiasm, and blues influence. While Dodds' clarinet bristled with protest and sharp edges, Noone was more lyrical, refined, romantic, and sophisticated. In contrast to Dodds, Noone had superior control of his instrument, moving through the registers of the clarinet with ease and nonchalance, decorating his flowing progressions with delicate trills and inventive variations. Next are three tunes indelibly associated with Noone from his recordings of the late 1920s. Jimmy Noone's so-called Apex Club Orchestra was based on his little trumpetless 6-piece band that had developed a distinct style during their famous residency at the Apex Club in Chicago. We'll hear two Apex Orchestra recordings, Oh Sister Ain't That Hot and I Know That You Know. Pianist on the sessions was Earl Hines. Sandwiched in between is a Swiss band called the Dry Throat Five playing King Joe in the Apex Club Manor. And though it's never been established, it's often surmised that King Joe, written by Noon's banjo and guitar player Bud Scott, may refer to trumpeter Joe King Oliver. Thank you. wonderful music of Jimmy Noone's 1928 Apex Club Orchestra, which was actually a small, trumpetless, six-piece band. We heard I Know That You Know and Oh Sister, Ain't That Hot. In the middle, we heard a tribute to Noone and the Apex Club sound by the Swiss Dry Throat Five from their 1985, now out of print, long-playing analog vinyl disc. Still to come, more from that and other recent bands, plus more from Noone himself, both with his Apex Club band and in a 1930s swing band setting. About 15 years ago, I taped a superb presentation about Jimmy Noone presented by the Evergreen Jazz Band, a delightful group of musicians from the Seattle, Washington area. So here's a Jazz Rhythm exclusive live from a jazz festival in Northern California, and this excerpt starts with a tune, Every Evening.
Thank you. Thank you. Jimmy Noone is not the most written about the New Orleans clarinetist, but along with Sidney Bechet, was certainly one of the most influential. He was born outside of New Orleans in 1895, and he started playing clarinet at the age of 15. At first, he was self-taught. Then he studied with the Creole clarinetist Lorenzo Tio, who also trained a whole generation or two of New Orleans clarinetists. He also was influenced and possibly even studied a little bit with Sidney Bechet. His first associations in New Orleans were with Freddie Keppert and another cornetist, Buddy Pettit, and then, of course, the trombonist Kid Ory. His first trip to Chicago was in 1919 to join Freddie Keppert, and then in 1920 he began a six-year association with Doc Cook's Dreamland Orchestra. This was a very highly reputed band of its day. While with Cook, Jimmy started a second job. Probably had to feed the family. And he started this second job at a famous night spot, after hours, joint called The Nest. In 1926, he got together his own band, and he became the house band at the Apex Club, which was simply The Nest with a new name and a class clientele, they claimed. At this point, it would be more inappropriate for us to play the Apex Blues.
Thank you.
Apex Blues No. 2 by Jimmy Noon's Apex Club Orchestra in 1929. That's one of a half dozen tunes that are generally associated with Noon, though Apex and that Apex No. 2 are the only well-known tunes written by Noon himself. And from a concert of Jimmy Noon's music by the Evergreen Jazz Band of Seattle, Washington, they no longer exist. That was recorded in 1993, and more later from that Jazz Rhythm exclusive. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me during this program I'm calling It's About Noon, bringing you the music of New Orleans-born clarinet player Jimmy Noon. Your comments, request for a program playlist, or search for deeper understanding of early jazz are always welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website, Jazz Hot Big Step. That's all one word, jazzhotbigstep.com. In the mid-1980s, much to the surprise of vintage jazz enthusiasts, Jimmy Noon's clarinet-playing son, Jimmy Noon Jr., suddenly appeared on the traditional jazz scene. Jimmy Jr. was in every way the spitting image of his father, who had, in fact, hoped that his son would become a clarinetist. Jimmy Jr.'s clarinet style is full of the trills, octave leaps, and other features of his father's sound. And Noon Jr., also an organist, composer, vocalist, and alto saxist, was active in big bands and small combos in the 60s and 70s, and during the 80s worked with blues and traditional jazz bands. Now here's the best example. This is a wonderful 1985 stomp-off session featuring Jimmy Noon Jr. on a disc dedicated to his father's music. He was accompanied by a fine group of British trad jazz musicians, most notably pianist Keith Nichols, who did some, or I suspect most, of the arranging. Now John Archie Davies, in this session, plays the critical role of the Apex Club altoist Joe Poston, who very much provided the solid lead line around which Noon's small band sound rotated. Incidentally, the late Mr. Davies was also a notable jazz collector and one of the greatest sound restoration engineers of our time. His reissue masters set the very highest standards for getting great sound out of vintage discs. So here's two from the John Archie Davies Rhythmic Five, featuring Jimmy Noon clarinet. The first is from the Apex Club repertory, I Need Lovin'. Thank you. Lonely Eyes and I Need Lovin' by the son of Jimmy Noone, clarinetist Jimmy Noone Jr., who was the featured artist on that out-of-print 1985 disc, Jimmy Remembers Jimmy, from Stomp Off Records. Sadly, like his father, Jimmy Noone Jr. died young at age 52 in 1991.